It is well known that although Yerushalayim appears by name in Tanakh 667 times or so, unlike Lahavdil, the Quran, that makes no mention of Yerushalayim at all, ever, for whatever reason, that is true with regard to Nevi'im and Ksuvim. With regard to Chamisha Chumshei Torah, you can look from Bereishis through Devarim, and you will not find the name Yerushalayim mentioned by name ever, not even once. And this deliberate omission is perhaps nowhere more noticeable than in this week's Parsha, where if you go through Parshas Re'eh, time and again, the Torah is clearly referring to Yerushalayim, and the Torah bends over backwards, as it were, to do whatever it can to avoid uttering that word that cannot for some reason be uttered. El hamakom asher yivchar Hashem Elokeichem, to the place that God shall choose. And again and again and again, the Torah speaks of lefnei Hashem, hamakom asher yivchar Hashem, kim lefnei Hashem Elokecha tochlenu, v'samach lefnei Hashem Elokecha, ki yirchak mecha hamakom asher yivchar Hashem Elokecha. Like, just so many times, the Torah is clearly referring to Yerushalayim, and yet does whatever it can to avoid mentioning by name, and instead refers to it with these vague references of before God, the place God shall choose. What is the reason for the Torah's clear reluctance to mention Yerushalayim by name? So the Mor Nevuchim, the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, Chelek Gimel, Perek Mem Hei, offers a very practical number of suggestions. He says, well, maybe the reason for it is for the following. Number one, had Yerushalayim been mentioned by name, the non-Jews of the world would clearly immediately recognize that this was a special place for us, and they would fight us for it tooth and nail. Or alternatively, says the Rambam, those non-Jewish nations who would be at the time living in Yerushalayim, when they heard how holy and significant it is, they might destroy it intentionally. And finally, says the Rambam, had it been mentioned by name, the Shvatim themselves would have been fighting over it when it came time for Yerusha Sa'aretz, who would be the one to have Yerushalayim in their chelek, in their portion of the land, and would have caused fighting and machlokas and divisions. And for that reason, says the Rambam, the Torah perhaps leaves it very intentionally vague to avoid those possible undesirable outcomes. So writes Rambam Mor Nevuchim. However, I'd like to add a beautiful midrashic, if you will, or more homiletic interpretation suggested by Rav Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi in his Sefer Birchas Mordechai. Says the following. If we look in this week's parsha in Perek Yudbeis, Pasuk Hei, when the Torah says, Lo Sasun Kein, that you cannot do this. Do what? Says Rashi, to offer karbanos to God wherever you like. Rather, Ki'im El Hamakom Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokeichem, rather, only to that place that God shall choose. Once again, that deliberate, vague reference. Mikol Shevtechem, that place that God shall choose from all the tribes, Lasum Es Shemosham, to put His name there. Right, that's where the Shechina is going to be. L'Shechino Sidrashu, you should search and seek God's presence, Uvasa Shama, and go there. L'Shechino Sidrashu, you should seek God's presence and go there. Which says, Rav Ezrachi means, when it comes to the Kedusha of the Shechina, which resides more so than anywhere else in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, the Torah perhaps deliberately left it vague. Where is the Shechina? Because if you want to connect to Shechina, if you want to develop a relationship with God and to engage in Devekus Bashem, the requirement is Sidrashu. You must look for it. You have to want it. You have to yearn for it. It's not going to come automatically. God, here I am. Drop it down on me. L'shichno Sidrashu. You want it? Engage in effort to pursue it. Seek it. Search it. Look for it. In the words of the Ramban, Shetelchu me'eretz marchakim. You'll have to travel from a long distance to travel to this special place. V'tishalu, and ask, Ana derech beis Hashem. How do I get to the beis Hashem? You're supposed to generate interest and arouse people's curiosity and people's interests in the discovery of the beis Hashem, in going to the beis Hashem. L'shichno siddushu, you have to look for it. It's almost as if the Torah is looking to generate suspense, arouse our curiosity. You want Shechina, you want Kedusha, you want Dveikus? I'm not going to give it to you on a golden platter. Here it is, automatically, you've got it. But rather, I'll leave it vague. I'm going to demand of you some input of your own, some effort. L'shichno siddushu, seek it out, search it, look for it. This, I think, is so important in perhaps two different ways. One, when we speak of our yearning for Yerushalayim and for Binyan Beis HaMikdash in general. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Lamed, quoting a pasuk from the Navi, Tzion hi doresh ein la mechlal debaya drisha. In explaining why do we have numerous observances that are zecher l'mikdash, to remember the mikdash that was. The Gemara says, you know why? Because Tzion requires drisha, that same word, l'shichno sidrashu. You have to want binyan at Tzion. You have to want golos to end and binyan beis hamikdash to occur. It's not just enough to say, God, I'm waiting, and whatever comes, it will come. No, Tzion hi, doresh ein la. The Navi laments the fact that no one is interested in actively seeking out Tzion. And the Gemara says, Mechal debaya drisha, you want it? Then you have to yearn for it. You have to really beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. Seek it out. You can't be complacent in Golus. When you look around and you read that the number of anti-Semitic attacks in New York doubled over the past year, or you see a man attacked in Crown Heights, nearly murdered because he got a massive brick smashed into his face. That's meant to awaken us. Don't be complacent. Don't be comfortable in this wonderful Golus, because ultimately we belong in Eretz Yisrael. We need a Shivas Tzion. We need a Binyan Tzion. But you have to want it. You have to be Doresh. You have to seek out that connection to Shechina. I have a classmate, a friend from my elementary school days in Toronto, who, after we finished college, he went on to medical school. He then did a fellowship. I think it was out in San Diego. He specialized in a pediatric specialty, was then offered a job back in Edmonton, that's in Alberta, for a yearly salary that was in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. And this guy spent years of his life, med school, residency, fellowship, specializing. He was worth it. They were offering him a salary of hundreds of thousands of dollars per year. He turned it down to take a job in Hadassah Ein Kerem, where, thanks to socialized medicine — Canada's also socialized, but Eretz Yisrael socialized medicine — they were offering him a salary that was less than $50,000. And he chose that job in Hadassah Ein Kerem, forfeited hundreds of thousands of dollars per year. And if you think you know him, I'll tell you who he is after share. Gave up happily hundreds of thousands of dollars per year. Why? Because he was a Doresh Tzion. He wanted to live in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. How many of us are Doresh Tzion to that extent? Willing to give up that amount of money to be Doresh Tzion. The Shichno Sidrashu Uvas Hashama. You want to come to Tzion, Uvas Hashama? First, the Shichno Sidrashu. Show me, God challenges us, how much you really want it. Put your money where your mouth is. And then uvas Hashama. And secondly, in addition and aside from the Binyan Tzion, the Shivas Tzion, the end of the Galus, which requires a Drisha. But when we're looking to connect with Shechina, which is, of course, symbolized by the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Makom of the Shechina in this world more than any other. When you're looking to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to engage in Dveikus, which, coincidentally, this coming few weeks, Chodesh El, is exactly what we're going to be doing. Why is it that Achenu HaSfaradim engage in the recital of Slichot all month long, and we, the Ashkenazim, at the very least, during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah and pre-Rosh Hashanah, just the week before? Because this is a time of year when Dirshu Hashem Behimatso, Krauhu Beyoso Karov, God is accessible. God wants you to connect. God wants you to draw a little closer. But you really want that Devekus, you want that connection to Shechina, you want to be living on a bit of a holier level than Leshechno. You want the Shechina connection? Sidrushu. Show me that you want it. Show me that you're eager to connect. And then Uvas Hashama. Then you'll succeed. You can't just walk into Chodesh El and say, all right, God, bless me. Here I am. Just lower it down. You want Dveikus, you want Shechina, mi yala bahar Hashem. You got to climb a little bit. You got to be willing to put a little effort into it. The Shechno, you want Shechina, Sidrushu. Show me how badly you want it. Get up a little early every morning for a month and daven Slichos for a month. And keep at it daily. Show me that you want it. Show me that you're a Doresh, that you want to connect with the Shechina. And then with Vasa Shama, and then and only then will you be Zocha to connect with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to connect to the Bari Olam, to engage in Dveikos, and to engage in that relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We shall be Zocha to a meaningful Chodesh Elul.